I'm going to ask this question, which relates to a case we already heard about in the next case, which is, are you sending NGS and your patients are kind of running out of options? Mike, I think you were talking about the fact that you often do, and looks like the audience is on board with that. Let's hear about your patient, Dave, this woman in her 60s with ovarian cancer.
Yeah, so she'd come in and had 24 months after completing chemotherapy with a recurrence, and we treated her on MIRV carbo-bev. She had a complete response, but after six cycles really started having some difficulty and fatigue, which many of our patients have. So we dropped the carbo, and she's continuing to maintain MIRV-bev as a maintenance with very, very mild symptoms. Continues to have an ongoing CR, which is now at about a year. She did undergo multi-gene testing, and abnormalities were identified.
So Matt, often these NGS reports are pages long and people try to figure out, is there anything in particular that you see in NGS? I mean, obviously MSI, tumor mutation, but any other specific targetable, actionable things that you see with NGS?
Yeah, we certainly want to continue to look for BRCA1 and 2 and other telangiectasia pathway drugs or mutations to, you know, we want to still think about our PARP inhibitors. Other signals that are driving therapy are still quite limited for us, and that's really a frustration. PD-L1 testing, as you mentioned, but also looking maybe at tumor mutational burden might be another signal where we start thinking checkpoint inhibitors.